as one who has been entrusted with the onerous responsibilities of guiding our young republic through these difficult times, I must confess that it is always a source of deep pleasure and encouragement to me to receive assurances of the support of the people and their continuing determination to persevere until complete victory is achieved.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to yet another edition of the Biafra Fire Podcast. This is a show where I try to round up the news as it relates to our fight for independence from Nigeria. And I can be contacted on 614-690-59521. I'm also available on that number on WhatsApp. That's +614-690-59521. So if there's anything you would like to discuss with me, or if there's anything you would like me to discuss on the show, that will be the avenue to let me know about that. If you prefer to email, I can be contacted on juxtix@hotmail.com. juxtix@hotmail.com. Look, I hope you listen to Radio Biafra. It's very important for you to do so. Very recently, they have clips. They've been airing some clips from the war, some quotes and all the rest of it. Just general stuff, you know, like interviews of Ojukwu and all his commanders and so many things. So it's very informative. It's something that I think you should listen to and try and participate in discussions regarding Biafra. Online and offline, always make sure that you are actually talking about this fight, talking about this protest, talking about this confrontation we are having with the Nigerian government. So by and large, I value your feedback, so please do get back to me if you feel the need to. Now, one of the main thing that any businessman will tell you is that it is vital for you to know your competition. And in our own case, I think it's vital for us to identify, recognize, and always know who our enemies are. Now, why did we lose the war of 1967 to 70? The main reason we lost the war was because of Britain. It was because Britain was siding with the Nigerian government and supplying them with machine guns. That's it, full stop. We didn't lose the war because we lacked motivated young men who were willing to fight barefooted. No, we didn't lose the war because we were outsmarted. We lost the war because we were outgunned, because the international community tended to favor the Nigerians. The Russians were supplying the planes. The British were supplying the guns. The Egyptians were flying the Nigerian jet planes. And that was why we lost 3 million Biafrans to those guns and to starvation. So it's always important to bear that in mind, because history tends to sometimes be obstructed. And one problem that we all have, and it pains me to say this, but we don't read. It's very sad. We don't read. So we tend to forget the history. We tend to approach issues from the standpoint of whatever is happening now. It is important, it's very vital for us to always have a solid grasp of history as they relate to issue and as they relate to this Biafran agitation. One book that I will recommend for you, it's a book that will bring you up to speed to why the war was fought and all the dynamics involved. The name is The Making of an African Legend by Frederick Forsyth. Mr. Forsyth was reporting for the BBC when the war broke out. So he had a front row seat to the massacre. He had a front row seat to the politics that happened before and after the war. So that will be a nice place to start so that you can bring yourself up to speed to why that war was fought, why it was lost, and all the other issues that I think you should know as a core ampere Biafran. So moving on to the news from Biafra land, a young boy is missing. His name is Kamsi Yochukwu Emmanuel from Amoji village in Agolo, Anambra State. He was kidnapped. And obviously, the police are toothless to solve crimes like this. So his parents are making a private appeal. They can be contacted on 08100715227. So that's 08100715227. His images has been splattered all over the internet. So if you have any news regarding this boy, Kamsi Yochukwu Emmanuel, he's about 5'4". So please report, call 08100715227. Please do not call the police. We all know what they do. They will actually accuse you of being part of the kidnapping gang. It's shameful, but it's true. So call the parents direct and supply them any information that you might have. And by the way, I thought that this whole kidnapping issue in the East has subsided. I don't know that it's still ongoing. I do not believe that this is the kind of life that we should be living. I understand that there are no jobs. I understand that there are massive numbers of very high numbers of unemployment, so high that the government doesn't even bother to actually put a figure on it. Some people say 60%, some people say 80%, but who cares? Everyone I know is unemployed. So but kidnapping is not the way to go. Kidnapping is not the way to go. It's a shame. I think we should all... One thing we should know is that it is possible to be employed. It is possible for everyone to have jobs. It is possible for everyone to be able to feed themselves. It is possible for everyone to have a good life. And that is what Biafra will guarantee to us. So please, whoever is still indulging in kidnapping, it's so outdated. And there is absolutely no reason for this. This is criminal. And I hope you do get caught. Whoever it is, I do hope you do get caught. This lady, Justice Bintanyako, has been urged to grant bail to the Biafran detainees and write her name in gold. She's been urged to release the Biafrans that are activists that's been detained for over 3 years and write her name in gold. The question is, will she listen? Does she care about posterity? Does she care about human rights? Can she stand up to Buhari? Can she stand up to the powers that be that seek to control her or that are controlling her? Can she actually uphold the oath of office that she took and release these young boys, these young men who've done nothing wrong? The only wrong thing that they've done is that they want to have a country that they can call their own, a country that they can recognize. They want to be separated from this British experiment, this rubbish called Nigeria. That is the only crime that they have committed. And they are being branded terrorists and all the rest of it. Will Justice Bintanyako write her name in gold and release this innocent saints on bail? We'll see how it goes. The Nigerian government is harassing Amnesty International. Amnesty International, the Nigerian chapter, put out a tweet on Twitter to inform the world that they are being harassed and threatened by the Nigerian government because of their work in securing human rights in the African continent and in the world, and in Nigeria specifically. So you can see how brazen the Nigerian government can be. They are actually confronting the internationally renowned Amnesty International. I know who I believe. The Amnesty has very, very conflicting reports with what the Nigerian government has to tender. So I know who I believe. I know who is saying the truth. And it is not the Nigerian government. It is Amnesty. And this issue of Coalition of Pro Biafra Group, this is a ploy that we should not fall for. It's a very cheap ploy. Now, this is the game plan of the Buhari government. It's simple, and I'll break it down for you. They know that we have the momentum. They know that we have the world behind us. They know that the time for Biafra has come. But they don't want us to go easily. They know we will go. But what they are doing to frustrate us is to incite us. They are trying to incite us so that when we fight back, they tag us terrorists. So that when they start to crack down, they say we are not cracking down on separatists. We are actually cracking down on terrorists. This is a very cheap and transparent ploy. And we should be aware. And this issue of pro-Biafra groups, we know that the hallmark organization for this agitation is the IPOB, the Indigenous People of Biafra. The whole idea behind talking about the pro-Biafra groups is to gather every Tom, Dick and Harry, every Okeko, Kaf and Wampo together so that there will be so many diverse voices that they will now go, oh, look, they are not even united. They don't even know what they want. We know what we want. We do not want to negotiate. We want to be left alone to form our own country, to have our own homeland, simple and short. In the Nigerian Nonsense in Focus, I want to talk briefly about army brutality. I've been a victim myself. And this guy, this bloke, Colonel S.O. Sadiq, is back in the news again. His nickname is Embargo. He's walking up and down with AK-47 in Abakiliki, marauding and killing people and detaining IPOB activists and just doing whatever he decides. This guy, Colonel S.O. Sadiq, also known as Embargo, is a law unto himself. He needs to be stopped. He's working for Buhari. He's one of the architects, one of the perpetrators of the Operation Python Dance. So having tagged Biafrans terrorists, this guy has gotten the ultimate green light from Buhari. So he's been given a very broad latitude. Like it's open slather, like the Australians say. So he's actually going about arresting and killing and detaining and executing. And who will stop him? Who will stop him? Will the international community stop Colonel S.O. Sadiq, also known as Embargo? We hope they do. The news coming out of Africa. Armed bandits have kidnapped at least 30 people and killed 2 in northern Nigeria. More than 30 people have been abducted and 2 killed by armed bandits in several attacks on a highway in northern Nigeria's Kaduna State, according to local officials. At least 5,000 malnourished children exist around Lake Chad Basin and they are dying and are at the risk of dying. That's according to United Nations. Nigerian military has been urged not to add to oil pollution. Job program for trafficked Nigerian woman gets Gucci gift. This news, I don't know what to say. I don't know. There's nothing stands out really. Nothing stands out. Of course, the issue of Boko Haram, people get tired of it. And why wouldn't they get tired of it? They have to get tired of it. Why? Because the Boko Haram is an advanced mercenary of the Nigerian state. Buhari is in charge of Boko Haram. As simple as that. He hopes that Boko Haram keeps going. He said that an attack on Boko Haram is an attack on the north. So he delights in making sure that Boko Haram are killing and marauding and destroying so that the aid from the United States and support from the international community will continue flowing to him. It's that simple. I don't know when the international community will wake up to this ploy. I'll leave you with this quote. It's from Toni Morrison. He says, unquote, "If you want to fly, you have to give up the things that weigh you down." What it is that weighs us down in our fight for Biafran freedom? It is division. We are too divided. It is lack of consistency. We get all pumped up and then we deflate. We get pumped up and deflate. We should stick to it. We should continue carrying on. We should never, ever let go. See you next time.